Carrick 955, this is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. Well, the month of June's been pretty good to the East Geelong Football Club, a 3-2 record. The two losses coming against last year's grand finalists, Thompson and Inverleigh, that it lost to the Hawks by just 10 points. And all of a sudden, we might be talking about East Geelong returning to the finals for the first time in a handful of years. Joining us on the line is their coach, Jeremy Power. Jez, firstly, congratulations on the win. You've been in charge now for just over a season and a half. Where does that rank in terms of the wins you've had?
G'day, King. Thanks for having me. Right up there, really. As we sort of spoke about just a couple of days ago, it was probably the first win we've had. Well, it's definitely the first win we've had above a team against us, a team above us, I should say. So, yeah, it was really good, and it's probably reward for about a month of good footy, and it's slowly been building, and then it meant a lot to the guys to get that win, definitely.
Yeah, massive day for the club, 2009 Premiership reunion, the senior flag, and obviously I think some junior flags, netball and reserves flags being marked as well. But to have, I suppose, the old-timers back there watching you, does it add a little bit of extra incentive?
It does to a degree, yeah. It was a shame with the weather. They were actually stuck inside all day. But as soon as after the game you went in there, and it was packed and it was pumping, and all the stories from yesterday were coming about. It was nice to hear that they were impressed with how we're going about footy as well. So I think it was probably more post-game than either in-game. Yeah, it was pretty good last night.
Yeah. What impressed you most about your boys on a day that wasn't great for football?
I think it was our defensive efforts. Gradually that's been building, and for a large part of the game, it was in West's forward half, and we didn't really concede many goals for the whole day. So I think that's probably the part that I've been most impressed with. We've just been gradually getting harder and harder to play against and score against. And I guess like Inverleigh a couple of weeks ago, and then West, who can really score in those sort of conditions, we held them to sort of six of the game as well. So that's been the most pleasing part.
Yeah, that second quarter really crucial, wasn't it? I think you kicked four goals and held them scoreless.
It was, yeah. You didn't know how that weather was going to turn, but in the end, that was probably the difference. Yeah, holding them sort of a pretty low score, and then it was only until the last sort of 10 minutes of that second quarter that we got a bit on top, and that probably carried a bit of momentum into the halftime break, which was important for that, yeah, for the rest of the day.
Talk to us about Sam Lowe's performance yesterday.
Yeah, slowly. He's a ripper. There's not much of him in terms of size, but he's as hard as they come. Continually puts his head over the footy and flies for marks when he knows something's coming from behind. So, mate, he's a ripper, and he's probably due for a few fines from us and getting mentioned in the media. He's been secretly squirreling away money from everyone else, so happy to talk about Sam.
The other one I want to ask you about is, obviously, he carries a pretty famous football surname, and he is related in a roundabout way to the famous Lappins that played at AFL level. But Dale Lappin carved out a pretty impressive career for himself in the northeast of the state and has found his way down here. I think he's in his early 30s, but he's adapted really quickly.
He has, yeah. He's just a ball magnet. He's first over the footy, and he's always got time and composure around it. He sort of wriggles his way through a tackle and finds a handball out, and really connects our play up. And he's just a really good fella around the club as well. So we've been lucky to land him at our club.
If I know you probably know the votes because you probably do them for best and fairest, but I suspect if they were being counted right now, he'd be in contention.
He could be. I won't allude to who might be getting votes and who won't be, but he's playing well.
Maybe some Whitley votes potentially at the end of the year. He plays that style of game, doesn't he, that the umpires don't mind?
He does, yeah. It's really attractive. I mean, him and Broman, all those sort of guys that win their own footy and can work through traffic, for umpires, but also teammates in the crowd as well. It's good to see those guys up in close.
You've got yourself in a really good position to have a crack at playing finals, but you go out to Anarchy this week, and it's no guarantee that you come back from there without the 4 points unless you go with the right mindset.
Definitely. I mean, although the results haven't gone their way, they're always so tough out there. Whether we're going well or they're going well, it's pretty rare, actually, we come away from the points out there. So it'll be a big test, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jez, well done. Congratulations. It's been one of the great stories of the GDFL season, the resurgence of East Geelong. Just the 4 wins in your first year last year, but already 6, and we're only 11 rounds in, and a few more, and you might be just knocking on the door of an elimination final berth. Well done on what you've achieved so far this year, but I know you've obviously got a lot more work to do. Well done.
Thanks very much, mate.
Jeremy Power joining us there, the coach of East Geelong. This is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. Next, talking GFL, Geelong West Giants coach Greg Mellor to join us on K-Rock 955.